This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cakes, you were close to winning some money last night at MGM, apparently.
What happened?
It's a tragic tale.
Oh, give me the breakdown.
It was actually a Travis mockery. What happened?
Are you at the Cakes Showdown Tournament, whatever they call it.
Bounty Classic.
Right.
The second annual. It's a monthly event.
Right.
Kicks off around 7 p.m. MGM National Harbor.
$300 buy-in. A field of around 69 or 70 entrants. I played pretty well. I thought.
What time did it start? Start at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
All right.
I built up what appeared to be the second biggest chip stack at one point.
Nice.
During the event. I scooped two bounties, but then I bled chips late, and I got bounced.
Bubble.
I was the bubble boy.
Oh, my God.
Nine got paid.
Yeah.
I got bounced out 10.
What'd the ninth guy
get
paid?
Finished top 10.
Ninth
got
what?
top 10 means nothing. When nine get paid?
Right.
What'd the ninth guy get? About
it was
how much did you get for your bounties?
$470, $50 per bounty. But the guy who knocked me out scooped my $300 bounty.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was just hemorrhaging chips toward the end, and squarely on the bubble, and I wake up with ace queen.
Yeah,
and I said, "Well, it's moving time."
And how much
sleep did you get? That's the bigger issue.
How much
sleep did Johnny Kingsolville get?
2.5 hours.
Wow,
and it's just going to be a
dreadful
disaster today.
I mean,
it's going to be full on.
Look, this is what you need here.
That thing didn't end until like two a.m.
Well, I got bounced out at basically 1 a.m. and that's when the final table was starting.
And where'd you sleep?
I slept at home.
Are they still bringing any clothes? Are they still playing? Are they still playing?
No, because I mean there were nine left, and the blinds were just so high at that point.
All right, so it's over.
I'm sure it didn't take
you
much
didn't start
longer
yelling
than an
chop.
Hour. We were advocating for a chop with about 13 left. It would have paid everybody about a grand, and we were gonna hook
the chip leader
with some extra nubbins, some extra bounties.
He said no.
There were one or two holdouts. There was a guy at my table basically saying, look, man, you're not guaranteed second place. And if you take this deal, it's basically second place money.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there thinking, well, I'm free rolling.
So I'll do whatever.
I will lead the movement for the chop.
Right.
Did any of those nine guys know you had to be at work at six?
I mean, a lot of the guys knew what I do for a living. So I ship it in with ace queen. And then, of course, the massive stack at the table. He looks at my paltry. It was like I had 70K left.
The blinds were
sky high. They were like 3 and 6 with a $500 ante.
So you had about 10 big blinds.
Yeah, I didn't have much.
That's fine.
I had to make a move. Ace queen. And he just looks at my paltry stack. And
Did he even look at his cards?
Here's what he did. He got up. He looked past his mountain of chips. And then he said, oh, I see that 70K over there. And he saw my $300 bounty.
Yeah, of course.
And he said, well, I call. He called with a suited king. And as soon as I saw King 8 versus Ace Queen, I said, "Well, this is where I get bounced. This is where I start packing up my bag."
The
and
walk
leave.
Of shame.
And of course, on the turn, he turns a king,
right.
And then I had no help. Villain takes my stack and my $300 bounty
and your dignity.
I mean, the only saving grace was that I scooped two bounties.
You got $100.
So I made $100.
Yeah,
but I was this close to a bigger payday.
Right, hold on. So you walk, you cash out your bounties, you get your $100.
Oh, no, I had the bounties in front of me.
Oh,
so I just threw them in my bag, and I walked to the garage.
You walked to the garage.
So
you get into your car at what time? 1:15-ish?
I got in my car around 1:05.
JP, let's take a bet.
Right.
Ricky goes home and still has the two beers.
No.
Tonight?
No, last night.
No.
When he got home.
He didn't have two. He probably had beer during the poker tournament.
That's a very good call. It's a
and
very good read.
Might have sucked.
Still,
on
I can't
one.
Imagine he goes home and not have one.
I think he was so tired he went right to bed.
Very good call about me having beer at MGM,
of course.
Because I had a silly, sushi dinner.
All right, hold on. What
with
time,
a Sapporo, a 20 ouncer.
What time did you get to the house?
To my house?
135-ish, 140.
No, I mean, I wasn't driving 120.
From MGM to his house?
I mean, it's
45 minutes. It's got to be close to an hour.
I got to my house at about 145-ish, 150.
All right. I mean, I was 5 minutes off. You guys are killing me. All right. You get 145.
Yeah.
All right. You brush your teeth. No chance you took a shower. Went to bed stinky.
Yeah, stinky Bozak right now.
So you got into bed at like 155.
Yeah, more like two.
No beers?
Because that beer.
No
you
beers.
Didn't have a beer?
Zippy beers.
No beers.
Wow. Zippy. Surprised.
Zippy beers.
Zippy.
I'm disappointed in you,
Kicks. I had a Miller Lite and a Bud Light during the tournament.
Why'd you mix?
Because I told the waitress the second time, Miller Lite. And she brought me a Bud Light, and she had this look on her face like, dude, I don't really want to go back. And I said,
that's fine.
I was like, they really taste the same. Miller Light and a Bud Light, oh, it's fine.
Right.
Wasn't a big deal.
Man, I went to bed at 10, and I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how you're feeling right now. I would give you this five-hour energy, but I have to take
it. It's fine. It's okay. If I need one, I can scrounge around for one.
Six cases of them.
I've got to take this one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know, but this is the closest one, too.
I can find a five-hour energy if I need one. Please feel free to incorporate me into your spots
today. Oh, I will. So you got up at 4:15?
4:30.
Yeah, 2.5 hours. Yeah.
4:30.
So what's the plan when you go home today? I mean, is it immediate?
Full-on straight nap.
Yeah. It's Tiger Day. It's Tiger Day.
Yeah, okay.
Tiger and Hoops Day.
Yeah, you guys are going to be watching that. I'll be watching my eyelids.
There's only 56 now, college games today.
Will you whistle before you hit the
I don't think it's necessary. Right. That doesn't mean it won't necessarily happen.
Yeah, who cares if it's necessary?
It'll make for a better nap.
I'm going to lean towards no.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Drabby, do you whistle because it's necessary?
Yeah, most of the time.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Right. All right.
Cakesy,
so it was of course, a good event, but I just poor planning on my part because I should have
talked
to Dave.
This is going
to
be once
every
a month.
Time you should be set up at Homewood. Well, I saw your car because I parked, you know, I dropped the valet, and yeah. I guess he hadn't moved your car yet. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that means he didn't stay here. He's a donk.
Didn't stay here. I need.
And you stayed there last time.
I did,
which makes no sense to me.
Here's what was in the back of my head that I got bounced so early from the last event. I thought, I'll get bounced
enough.
At 9:00. I'm home at 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, poor planning though.
Yeah,
in
bad
the future,
planning. No doubt.
Every time they have the cakes challenge, you get a comped room whether you use it or not. Bottom line, I just negotiated your deal.
Well, I'm psyched if that were to happen.
Either at MGM or over at Homewood. Yeah.
I will work on that.
Homewood, oof. You wake up at 9:45 if you
I know.
Want.
I missed my nightcap at the Big Stick. Had that last month, and it was silly. Right.
Well, you might have been home after it shut down anyway.
On fumes.
That's true. I'm guessing the Big Stick probably closes the doors around 1:45 or 2
a.m. So when you go to bed today, let's just say you get in bed by 11:30, will you sleep 3-4 hours?
No,
or just...
no, I'll probably sleep. If I say I fall asleep at noon.
2 o'clock.
2 to 2:30, I'll wake up.
And what time do the kids start pouring in from school?
Daughter gets home around 2:45, and my son gets home at 3:15. So it's perfect sweet spot.
Yeah. And then you start.
Nothing on the sked. Imagine that. Nothing on the junk sked from like.
You don't have
12...
lunch with a bevy of friends?
No. No. None whatsoever.
I had dinner or whatever with a friend of mine a couple days ago, and he wasn't that familiar with like sort of what we do. And he goes, like, so, you know. What do you guys do, like, you know, when you're done at 10? And I went, nothing.
It's the best,
no, really.
The best feeling in the world when you got
like,
nothing
what do you,
to do.
What do you guys do? I go, it's kind of sad. Yeah. I mean, nothing.
Did you tell him you look up Tiger's tee times and figure out exactly when he tees off?
I go, you know, I lift a little bit. I might go shoot some hoop in the driveway, take a nap, maybe get a whistle in. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. What are you supposed to do? And he goes, well, JP does a lot of that. stuff on NBC Sports Washington. Yeah,
well, but that's not at 12.
He's still paying for a divorce. He don't really want to do that.
He's got the serious full-on hustle.
He don't really want to do that. Yeah. He's just chasing the dollar. The rest of the boys are just lazy.
Right. He definitely doesn't want to do it.
Right.
There's no chance.
Making extra cash.
No, I know, but there's no chance you like going to bed at 1:30 in the morning.
No, not usually that late. When I do the 7 o'clock game, I get home by 11:45.
Okay, so you're going to bed at 12:15. You don't like that either.
It's only about an hour and a half difference.
You don't like that either.
Like when you say 10 o'clock makes you feel like crap, 10 o'clock's an early bedtime for me.
For you, yeah.
I average about 10:30.
Yeah, I just can't do it.
Trust me, I had a look in the mirror moment when I was speeding on the Beltway. There's the only other people on the Beltway last night were cops.
Right, or trucks.
I was thinking to myself, trailers. Why am I out here at this ungodly hour? Every other soul is asleep.
Right.
Anytime all asleep.
A buddy asked
that's
me.
That's not what you were thinking. You were thinking about finishing one spot out of the money.
I was obsessing
that's
about it.
That's what you were thinking about.
Don't think I wasn't
next time
obsessing
you just need
it.
To shove early and, you know. Chances are you get bounced early and get to bed by 9:30.
Yeah, but doubling up early is not going to do you any good.
Mm-mm.
Doubling up early is meaningless because 20,000 chips, everyone else got a million. You know,
I mean, he beat 60 guys.
I would just hope that I would lose on the first hand.
Just go home.
Yes, that's what I would hope.
Can you have the cakes challenge and not play in it?
I don't think that's the way it generally
that's
works.
That's what I'd like. Yeah.
So it's every fourth Wednesday that you got to
yeah, it's the first Wednesday of every
that.
Month.
Yeah. Well, God bless
you. So I'm going to have a conversation with my man David from Homewood Suites. Try to run
anytime
out
a buddy asks me, what do I do at 10 after I get off? I'd say, well, what would you do?
Right.
And they would say the same thing I say.
Of course.
Probably nothing.
No, I do. I've told you this a million times. I feel like I wish I could use that time a little better. Be nice if I could be productive, do something, you know, I don't know, something, anything.
Get a second job.
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe come up with a show idea or something. Well,
go work from home, sell something.
Although 5 or 6 years ago, this is a true story. You guys don't really realize this. But when Brett and I were in the middle of the poker, this is actually probably 6 years ago now, maybe seven. We were in the middle of our poker, you know, heyday. I was doing 2 or 3 daily podcasts for a poker site that we helped start with Phil Galfond, who was like a legend in the poker community. And after about a month, it got overwhelming.
It was too much.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. Every day having to knock out new content for 2 or 3 other shows. So it's good in theory, but it's way better to just
The execution part is
it's way
the tough
better
part.
To just whistle, work out, and take a nap.
It's nice on a Thursday when you can get home at 11 and you can watch Tiger and you can watch Hoops all day.
Yeah. I don't see that much Hoops in my future today. I see a lot of Tiger. I see four hours of El Tigre.
Right, of course. Beautiful thing.
That'll put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just put on the Valspar. Is Valspar? Please tell me the Valspar is on regular TV the first few rounds.
No chance.
What,
Golf Channel.
And then NBC on
is
the
is that
weekend.
What you mean by regular TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else
like
would it be
mainstream
on?
Mainstream television.
Golf Channel.
All right. I'll flick it on, and it'll have me asleep.
What do you think it was? Pay-per-view?
I don't know. I don't watch Thursday and Friday golf.
Oh, my God. Every tournament on the calendar is on TV
it's
Thursday,
all
Friday.
All 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Just not necessarily early at 7 a.m.
Hey, Richie, did you get your golfers in for the pool?
Yes, they're in.
Right,
Tony Finau and Cam Smith. Oh. Those are my guys.
Oh, I got Cam Smith, too.
I hope they're
so Cakes is in the golf pool, and he never watches golf.
He actually hates golf,
he's
and he's in a golf
soccer
pool.
It's gambling, Ricky.
Yeah,
it's not about
crazy.
The golf.
Do you think he watches European soccer?
I'm sure it's about the golfers.
I didn't know he was in a European soccer pool.
Yeah, I haven't checked the standings of that in probably a month and a half.
Yeah, I mean, Drive, no
how's
idea.
My team doing? A1, how's my team doing? Please
right,
let me know.
Cakes is begging me for a 5-hour. I've got one right here, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of kind of selfish you're going to just chug it in front of me.
I actually need
2 hours of sleep.
Because I was watching games last night, making bets.
Oh, boo-hoo! And you're watching games till like 10
o'clock. For me, that's like, you know, 2 in the morning, but I got to knock one back real quick.
Yeah, enjoy that. Thanks. Mm. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
Oh,
you just pummeled the whole thing? I used to sip them.
All right, crushed it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Valdez wanted us to mention, we forgot to mention that the Bulls sweat bet is officially cut.
It's done.
Because they beat Memphis last night. That's 22 wins. It's over, Johnny. So I paid him my $50.
Thanks, Tim Bontemps.
Well, I'll get you 100 at some point.
I'm already paid. I shipped my $300 to him. Right. And that's the reason why I'm now in on the Nats sweat bet season total. Because I want to recoup 2/3 of what I lost on the
Correct.
Bulls bet.
Right.
I'm just chasing the dragon over here. That's
so the
all.
Bulls refused to tank last night. They won the game.
It's
So it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We spent some time talking some Caps. Does seem like the majority of Caps fans are willing to give Grubauer a chance between the pipes and see if he gets hot.
What do you want to do? You want to win or you just want to be blindly loyal?
I agree
with
you.
Let's just win.
So if you want to chime in on that, you certainly can. We got Scott Brooks, Wizards coach, joining us at 8 o'clock. But I sent this story yesterday behind the scenes, the way we kind of prep for the show. Drab sends us kind of a show outline. Some of us chime back.
A largely empty outline.
And I sent...
The later in the week, the emptier it gets.
Yeah. Well, early in the week, too. What's the sweet spot? Like a Wednesday? Maybe one good
Tuesday
one?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Maybe one good one?
So I sent...
Friday's just completely empty.
Guy works about 20 minutes a week.
I sent a bunch of stories for the 5 and 10 segments we'll do later in the show.
A lot of sneaker ordering going on over there.
And one of the stories, I guess, EB is very intrigued by, and it is the story of the drug dealer who's now been released.
Well, I was telling my son the story last night.
Who was detained in custody...
We were dying.
For 47 days without pooing.
Because the drugs were in his poo.
The cops suspected that when they arrested him, right before they got into the car or whatever, he swallowed the drugs. A pretty typical maneuver by drug dealers or drug users. And so they got, I guess, some sort of judge thing, I think, where they could monitor him. And they were going to monitor his bowel movements to see him expel the drugs that they suspected that he took. Well, he... Didn't go number two for 47 days.
So wherever he was, there was no toilet.
No, he had food. He had access to food and toilets. He refused to go.
He was choosing not to empty his bowels.
I know, but what I'm saying is he could have emptied his bowels and just flushed it down the toilet.
Well, they got a judge's order, I think, to monitor him.
They would have found the contraband.
So maybe they watched him go to the bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. So either they watched him for 24 hours. There must have been someone in the cell with him. Because he could have, at 3 in the morning, he could have just pooed.
No, I think they were surveilling. They were watching him.
That's weird.
They were watching him. They got like a judge's order that they could, you know, check out his duty.
In fact.
And he didn't go. He held it for 47 days.
I don't even know how that's possible.
They said he was routinely supplied with food and water, and he received medical visits every day. But after 47 days, they had to take him to the hospital.
He could have gone one of two ways. He could have gone liquid diet, or he could have gone all cheese.
Right, I guess
you can go all cheese, and then you might not.
All I know is if
you might
I
not
go,
get there,
if I go
the all 40, cheese diet,
if I go 47 hours without doing that act,
you're going to be dead.
Something's wrong.
You're going to die.
47 hours, not days.
No,
yeah, you're
47
gonna,
hours.
47
something
days.
I've told
wrong.
You before. I used to go on vacation, and my body would just lock up, and I'd go a whole week at the beach, and then as soon as I arrived in the driveway. The largest wave, like a tsunami, would hit.
I didn't even feel it for a week
at the beach.
And it's vacation eating, too. So
yeah,
it's like
drinking.
So it's the worst kind of stuff you're putting in your body.
Yeah, but
it still won't.
My body just wasn't sized for foreign toilet. As soon as I pulled into the driveway, the tsunami would hit me.
Yeah.
And then I would literally give birth to like a goat.
What do you think happened when on the 48th? So he still hasn't, or did he finally do it?
I don't know. Somehow he went to a hospital. But they dropped the
bet
charges.
He did.
Then they recharge him with something else. But I think he gets off on the possession charge.
You know what happened on day 48? The 106.7 Fan men's room. That's what happened on day 48. Because that
deputy
men's room
chief
is a debacle.
Crime constable scene. Involved, because I believe this is happening in Great Britain, said police forces have a legal and ethical responsibility for the welfare of anyone brought into police custody. Although an investigation concerning the supply of Class A drugs is routine for officers, there have, in this case, been some highly unusual circumstances which have attracted national attention.
Was it Rick from The Young Ones? Was he the one who got arrested?
Rick Mayo. I don't think he's with us any longer.
Oh, he was funny. Vic, do you understand what I'm saying, though?
What, did you just have to go?
No. So if they were just monitoring him, he must have either been, one, he was in a room where there was no toilet, or
correct.
Number two, there was a guy just sitting there awake.
And probably, don't most
him.
Of those cells... have toilets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were monitoring him.
So what if he just had to go and he just jumped on the toilet? They're going to pull him off? I mean, I don't get it.
No,
I don't
know. He would go, and then, I don't know. I don't know how they would get it, but yeah.
You could just flush it real quick.
No, you handcuff him. So
or
can't
they, put
reach
him
back
in,
and flush
they
it.
Just put him in a room with no toilet, and they just said, you
that's
know, we're going to check
give him a
your
bucket.
Drawers.
That's probably what they did.
No, because I'm sure they let him go, number one. You have to do that like 20 times a day.
They're
like cakes, 50.
Oh, yeah.
There better be an investigation on that one.
Jason's crying foul.
No, I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
You don't understand
it's
the
logistics.
It's
pretty amazing, though. I mean, that's...
What's the longest you've gone? I've definitely gone full vacation.
I've gone a week. Yeah. I've never gone 7 weeks.
This guy basically went 7 weeks.
Unbelievable. Full year's vacation.
I'm thrown off because, like, you're having to hold your headphones
because
throughout the
show. Busted every headphone. Headphones always break.
Well,
the week.
Your
this
fault.
Is the weak spot.
They broke.
That's your fault. No, it's not.
You're a squeaker and you buy $10 headphones.
No, it's just.
Where'd
they
you,
all break.
Where'd you buy them?
Mono price. They're cheap.
It's poo.
Mono price.
They're highly rated, cheap headphones. I'm going to tell you. Well, what, you am I going to buy expensive headphones? I've had them all. That a Bose, the Beats, all of they all break. So you might as well just buy the cheap ones.
Early in our career, I had like a $300+ pair of Sony silly studio headphones.
Yeah, I've had those. They break.
Stolen out of the backseat of my car. I was super lit.
I literally need titanium headphones. Like, you know, like something. Yeah. Like, they all break. They all break right around here. Just a nightmare.
JP's smirking because he's got the earbuds. It costs 99 cents.
Yeah, I don't do buds. I do buds.
It don't cost anything.
Song.
Get the iPhone. They'll get with them for free.
That's true.
It sounds hurting in the earbuds. It's all tinny. It's Dunkin' Ice.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Are you really going to hold it for another 2.5 hours?
Because I don't like it when it's like that.
What are his other
options?
There's
got to be some. These guys have an extra pair.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm not complaining.
I got buds if you want.
I don't want buds. I got 100 buds in my.
You think he wants
backpack.
Your buds that have been in your dandruff filled ears? Probably not.
The dandruff got in the ears.
You think it doesn't?
I don't
his
know.
Hair is growing into
Jason.
His ears.
Yeah. Jason, one of my buddies is saying all you have to do is just turn the water off to the toilet and you can't flush it.
Oh, okay.
So if you make one.
All right, that makes sense.
Then they can monitor it any time.
All right, I just needed an explanation.
My toilet's weird in like my kids' room. The first time you flush it, nothing happens. Then when you flush it, the water starts to well up and drain a little bit. And then the second flush, it works. Something's busted with that toilet.
You need
the
a repairman
first flush,
out there.
Nothing happens.
So remember I told
then
you.
Then a little water goes.
Remember I told you that Loudoun Water called me.
Hopefully your house is underwater now completely.
It's not underwater. It was because, like you said, it was a basement toilet that was just running.
And you just were sleeping.
And what happened was on Friday, last Friday, my daughter and her friends were down there smoking and joking.
Right.
So one of the girls used the bathroom and flushed it. And I got a hurting handle.
Yeah.
Flusher handle thing.
Sure. It's banged up.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
So I had Crop Metcalf come out and says, "Oh yeah, your handle's broke."
Right.
And I was like, "Yeah, I know that. I just couldn't fix it. Can you fix it?"
Say I'm broke.
So I called Loudoun Water.
Yeah.
On Monday. Mm. All right. So 3 days after they said you got a high water meter reading, they said, "Yeah, you've used 12,000 gallons of water in 3 days."
How much are you supposed to use?
No idea. That just sounded like that's the Potomac River.
It sounds like a lot.
So they said 12,000.
12,000 what, gallons?
How many swimming pools is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Your water bill, you're gonna
dude, I take
fall face down when
I
you
take
see
baths
it.
All the time. How many gallons is that?
Maybe that's not a lot, but it sounds like a lot.
How high up is the water when you take a bath? Halfway? Three quarters?
What are you talking about? To the tippy top. But then I get the jets going and all the
you fill like all the way to the top?
Of course. What do you think I'm going to do?
That's probably 50 gallons.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe more.
In a standard, what do you think in a standard shower, when you take a, let's say you take a 10-minute shower, how many gallons do you think you use?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the hundreds.
Nah, maybe.
I don't know about hundreds.
No.
It's got to be.
A 10-minute shower?
My son will take a 30-minute shower. He pulls a drab. He says he lays down on the floor.
Right.
Sleeps.
I want to get the shower done as quickly as possible. 5 minutes or less. I don't have to shampoo anything.
You know what I do? I sit on the ledge and I just let the water pummel.
You do? Just cascade down your sexy body?
I'm a sitter.
I don't know. 12,000 gallons just sounded outrageous.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Jason, in comparison, you know the nubs, like above ground pools that people have that are round?
Right. Yeah.
Those are 17,000 gallons.
You mean the one that the horse camps had? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, those are 17,000 gallons.
17,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So I basically had a pool.
Yeah, using a pool.
I'm begging you, when you get that Loudoun Water bill,
so
you have to bring
be?
It in here so we can see it.
Well, no, what they'll do
they
is
hook you?
For a one-time like
they
adjustment, they'll give you one-time leak adjustment. They call
you get
it.
A one-time?
You get a one-time.
You run it once?
You get a one-timer.
Which I got a one-time last night when I got all my chips in.
So I don't know what they'll do. I don't know if they give you a break or if they just spread out the bill. I don't know. They could hook you a little bit.
According to Answers.com, the average person uses approximately 70 gallons of water each day.
Well, that means like toilet flushing, baths or showers.
What's the number you said?
70 gallons per day is the average person.
For a shower?
No, just the amount of water used per day.
Well, if you take a couple showers, it's $1.50. You run the dishwasher, you know.
Jason, this says the average family uses 12,000 gallons per month. Not three days. I use it in three days.
Right.
Just because of that dumbass toilet.
Yep.
I disrespect water, though. I'll be honest with you. Sorry if you're upset. But, like, when I brush my teeth, I just let the water run. My wife gets so bitter. She's constantly, I'm just, like, brushing my teeth. I let the water run. I might, you know, I don't know. I let the water run all the time. All you do is
just extending your carbon footprint.
Here's what I do in the morning. I wake up.
Okay.
I wake up. I turn on the shower before I even pee. So that it heats up.
Oh, always.
Everybody does that.
Then I turn on the sink. Water's still running in the shower. And
yeah,
I
brush
shave.
Your teeth.
I mean, no, then I shave. And then I jump in the shower.
Only a serial killer would step into a cold shower.
Right.
Are you kidding? And let it warm up as you're inside the shower?
It's warming up for 5+ minutes.
5 minutes might be gratuitous.
5 minutes is, that's a minimum. I like to get nice and hot and steamy. And then I like to sit there.
I don't sit.
Should sit there. Silly. All right, boys. Time to get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. You know, I want to just start out right away with the O.J. Simpson stuff.
What's up with that?
We talked about this. He filmed this special and wrote this book, If I Did It, back in 2006. And they were set to air it on Fox. And then all of a sudden, the Goldman family and... the Brown family, they were like, wait a second. He can't be profiting off this. I think they ended up, some judge sort of made another ruling, that any of the profits from this would have to go to their families. And so they just scrapped it. But apparently, in the last year or so, the Goldman families and the Brown family have given their okay because they're going to get whatever profit comes from it. And Fox has dusted off the old special. And here you can listen to, I haven't heard this yet, you can hear OJ basically confess to the murder of Nicole Brown.
The chapter six, is called The Night in Question. Mm-hmm. And you write in the book, now picture this and keep in mind that this is
purely
hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Yes. Why don't you tell me what might have happened on the night of June 12th, 1994? And let's just walk through the night.
First of all, this is very difficult for me to do this. It was very difficult for me because it's hypothetical. I know and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel. You know, they're going to, you know, some whatever they want to feel. In the book, the hypothetical is...
Charlie pulls out.
Charlie came by and mentioned something about what was going on at her house. This guy, Charlie, shows up, the guy who I had recently become friends with, and I don't know why you had been by Nicole's house, but it told me you wouldn't believe what's going on over there. And I remember thinking, well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
That's it?
He starts dropping I is the thing. Yeah. Is that instead of being hypothetical talking about Charlie, what a lot of people have noted is he starts saying, I drove by, and then he starts going through more and more of the details.
I thought he said Charlie was like his co-conspirator or whatever. I thought...
But what you're going to hear is he starts using I a lot.
Well, I thought Charlie was not him. I thought Charlie was his hypothetical friend or whatever.
That may be the case, but I'm telling you, play it back. And
well, he definitely saying I.
He starts going on, and then I did this, and then I did this.
I know, and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel. You know,
such a bizarre concept.
You know, some whatever.
But it was about him, so he's supposed to say I.
In the book, the hypothetical is
Charlie
came by and mentioned something about what was going on at her house. This guy, Charlie, shows up, the guy who I had recently become friends with.
Stop.
And,
so that's all he's saying. Charlie and a guy is a guy I recently became friends with. So him saying I, there's nothing wrong with that.
I get it. Go ahead.
Because it's
this guy, Charlie.
I think the idea is, for people that have heard this whole thing, is that the big sort of bombshell from this is that he had an accomplice. That's
what
people got
from this. My understanding is that people were pointing out that at first he was saying, hypothetically, this is what would have happened, but then he slips into... I then grabbed the knife. I then did
what
this.
Well, that's what he's saying. Yeah. In a hypothetical, you know.
In a hypothetical,
the whole
it's
thing
about,
is bizarre. It's not a bizarre
about anybody
concept.
Else. It's about OJ.
It's about OJ. So, of course, he's going to say I.
Yeah. So, what's the controversy?
There is none. I think JP's misinterpreting that. In my opinion.
All right, what else we got? Anything else?
We don't have more of it?
That was the only teaser that was in the story.
When was that? When was that interview?
No, it's
like 2006. It's set to air.
They're airing it Sunday at 8 on Fox.
Yeah, I just didn't know
what year. That's the teaser clip. They could have picked a better teaser clip.
Look, that's going to be a good one. But again, everyone should check out the Aaron Hernandez Uncovered on Oxygen on March 17th and 18th.
I like your hustle.
Thank you.
I like it.
I'm promoting that special.
Yes, you are.
Which I have seen 2 hours of, and it's silly. And that's no hypothetical. That's the real deal. All right, shocker. I don't know how Valdez gets these stories, but he's got porn searches during the Oscars. The ratings for the 2018 Academy Awards were the lowest they've ever been, but Pornhub still saw a surge in searches for a lot of actresses, including Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, really?
People saw her on the red carpet. Boom, they go to Pornhub and they start searching. And you know
Angelina
what?
Jolie.
You can find something there.
I'm sure you can.
Poor girl's been hacked.
Yeah.
And those videos are everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere, Cakes.
Yep.
She must have terrible attorneys or she doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess not.
She strikes me as someone who doesn't care.
She doesn't care then because Lindsay Vonn.
By the way, she's a party girl.
And Tiger, their pictures were out there for about 6 hours. Luckily, Valdez screen capped all of them.
Yes.
Yes.
I sent out the Tiger dong shot to all my golf buddies and saying Happy Tiger Day.
Right. I saw
you did that today?
Yeah. I do it every time Tiger tees off. Right. I send the old dong shot.
He is an ugly dong. Ugh. Did not
so much that. Homoerotic humor.
Yeah, there's
most 99.9% of them are ugly.
Show is overflowing with it.
Mine is beautiful.
So is mine.
Mine's more beautiful than yours.
No,
I've actually seen yours.
Oh yeah,
I have. It's hurt.
When did you see it?
You want me to tell you? But yeah. I've probably seen it probably 10 times.
When?
Well, Red Sox highlights.
Oh.
Well, I can remind you. I'll write down some things.
How was that not a great vid? I mean, that was
a great video. But
and that's a beautiful dong. Beautiful.
It's just a little stubby.
You got bad memory.
He's
memory.
A little Dana.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
believe
he's a
me,
Dana
it's not.
Stubblefield.
Believe me, it's not. He's got a bad. We could do a dong contest and put it on Facebook Live.
Size.
You want to do that?
How many hits?
Oh, dude, we get a billion hits.
There's a new lease on life all of a sudden.
Hey, let's charge for it, too.
All right. The network's apparently bidding for Peyton Manning, and the number is getting close to $10 million a year. It's between, it looks like, ESPN and Fox Sports.
And did you see he just sold waited? All of his Papa John's franchises 2 days before the NFL made the announcement that they were going from Papa John's to Pizza Hut?
I grew on Fox.
Kind of seems like insider trading.
Yeah.
So what's the holdup? I mean, he's just waiting for the highest bidder out of those two?
I don't know. Does he want to do it? I mean, who knows if Peyton Manning even wants to do it? You know?
I think for $10 million a year, you probably do it. Even though he's got a ton of money already,
he's out of the pizza game.
They're hungry for him to call the Monday Night Football or the Thursday Night Football games, right? And willing to pay him up to $10 million annually. And apparently there's some weird deal where like they're dangling Mike Tirico in front of him somehow. I don't know if they're going to try to lure him from NBC or have him do both. I don't even know if that can happen. But the package that's...
Who would do both?
Tirico. Like work for NBC
and Fox.
Do Fox. I think some guys can carve out little niches like that.
Can they do that?
Some guys, I think, can get that contractually done. But anyway, that's the pairing that some of these executives think would work. Tirico and Peyton doing Thursday night games. So, I don't know.
Tirico's solid.
This is interesting. Mark Cuban, apparently, who was accused, we talked about this, of sexual assault by the woman in a nightclub in 2011. He talked to police. They didn't file charges. I feel bad if police investigate and they don't file charges. Do we still not have a presumption of innocence in this country? I'm going to give Mark Cuban, even though he's kind of douchey, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Right.
And now I'm going to give him even more because apparently he passed a lie detector test about it back in 2011 also.
You don't remember hanging out in a club in D.C. with Mark Cuban?
That was All-Star
Week. And was Steve Nash there too?
Yep.
It was when the All-Star game was in town.
Yeah. How many owners do you think go to clubs with their players and get hammered? Because that's what those three were doing.
Not many.
Cuban, Nash, and Nowitzki were 10 feet from us, getting hammered. It's one of these clubs I'm sure doesn't exist anymore.
I can't remember the name of it.
Were we doing mornings, or was that before that?
I don't know. I feel like we might have been on HFS.
I think we were on HFS.
So we went out.
What year was All-Star Weekend in D.C.?
No idea.
I'll take a 05? Quick Google search. If anybody was listening to the show over there, we got three producers.
Does 05 sound right?
Yeah, ish. Something like that.
Not many owners were in their 30s, though. There weren't many NBA owners that were in their 30s. Like, he was still in that age.
He was still young.
By the way, all three of them hollering. All three of them.
Wow, of course.
Oh, yeah.
2001.
Wow, it was 01.
So we were working nights at that time.
That's the reason we were out.
That's right. Yeah,
we were night owls at that point.
God, that makes sense.
We were partying.
Interminable appearances until like 2 in the morning.
Yes. Were we there for an appearance?
Hey, I did one of those last night.
Were we there for an appearance or just to hang?
We were just hanging. We did an appearance. 100% we got paid.
17 years
ago. We were just young and stupid. Like, oh, we get to go to a club for free. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the only thing that was
getting us there is... Is that club still there? Do you remember that place?
Probably not. Things just turn over like crazy.
For that to happen now, lucrative appearance fee. To go to a club...
During the week?
They're playing of course. EDM music?
Of course.
Come on.
I'm not even sure they were playing. I don't even know. I just remember the bars. I do remember that. I do remember that night vividly. Like sort of the bar and Nash, Cuban, and Dirk just pounding shots.
It was upstairs. I remember
court.
It was kind of upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we already did that story. You don't care about the Oscar thief, do you? That's dumb.
No.
And I don't know, it's weird. Fred Durst, I guess, has he become...
On. What's the story on the... Is there an update on the Oscar thief?
Well, the Oscar thief is going to fight the felony charge. And apparently, Frances McDormand, by the way, is not the one that's filing charges. I guess the Oscar is the one that they give you, on the night of. That's property of the Academy. The Academy is the one
so you have to give
filing
that back.
Charges.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But they're going to fight it. They're saying just because he posed for a picture with it or whatever, that didn't mean he actually stole it. I believe he never left the property.
Right, he just did a bit with it.
He was doing a bit. You say it was a bit.
Are you going to get arrested for felony theft?
Yeah, but doing the guy's got a rap sheet longer than, Route 28. Have you seen that? He's got... He's got 10 or 15 arrests. Of course he was going to walk out of it. Out of that place with the Oscar.
Joining us right now is our pal Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards. It's presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialists in personal injury law. Morning, Coach.
Good morning. What's going on?
It's been a while since you requested Prince, just Prince in general, to be your walk-up music. What is the last concert Coach Brooks attended?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Last concert was with my daughter. Justin Bieber.
You must have gotten really good seats too. Did you get like VIP passes, the whole thing?
We had pretty good seats.
Did you get to the meet and greet? Did you get to meet the Biebs?
No, he canceled that.
Oh, really?
In the middle of this tour, he canceled that. But we did have that. And she's met him before.
Well, I hope you got a refund, Coach. I know you make a very good living, but if the Biebs didn't show up, you have to get the meet and greet portion of your ticket purchase refunded to you.
I don't think he's sweating it, Cakes.
I'll tell you what, he's talented. I've probably seen two or maybe three of his concerts.
Wow.
In the last
You're a believer.
He's a believer.
Coach Brooks is a believer.
He's a
nugget.
He's a chaperone is what he is. How old's your daughter?
Now she's 17 now. I think the first one, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago. Yeah, 10 years old.
What's the worst thing you had to do with your daughter? I used to take my daughter to Dance Moms meet and greets, that show Dance Moms.
Well, I would have just refused.
I went to four of them.
Why did you do that?
Because I was trying to be a good pop.
Yeah, well, some things you say no to.
Dad of the year right there.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so I watched the Heat game the other day. What was the game I was at? Oh, I was at the Pacer game. Yeah, that game sucked.
The Heat game.
But
come back and they get the win against
the Heat. Yeah, the Heat game was good, though. You were feeling good after that one, right, or no?
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we made some silly mistakes at the end of the game. But it was good. they're competitive. I mean, they are tough. They're aggressive. They got guys that attack, and Dwayne Wade is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hit some shots there. And I have to say, I was getting pissed at Kelly because that guy's grown up so much as a player, but then he had some stupid fouls on D. Wade there late.
Yeah, I mean, the foul in the three, we thought we'd learned the lesson. I don't know, when was that? A couple, 3 weeks ago against Boston when we fouled Kyrie Irving when we were up three. Mm-hmm. But you can't foul the shooter. You just can't do it. You got to contest, and you know, if he makes a tough shot, he makes a tough shot. But, yeah, I think we fouled him twice. We fouled him in the hand and hit him in the face.
Coach Brooks, does anything upset you more? And I saw this, I think, on at least two occasions during the Heat game. Does anything upset you more than when a guy just gets a wide open like path through the lane, uncontested, and a layup? I saw it twice, and I think after both of them, you called a timeout, and I could just tell you were steaming.
Well, you know, we've had some issues with our layup game, and it's, matter of fact, the last two practices, we started off practices shooting layups.
Wow.
And they were a little... they're a little confused why we were doing it, and I explained it to them in a very nice way that we're missing layups and can't afford to miss layups. They're right there. We work so hard to get a layup, and you miss it. You know, if you can't,
I meant on the defensive end, like the Wizards, for whatever reason, just had a lapse defensively and are just letting guys get to the glass uncontested.
Yeah, you know, we have a problem with doing that. I mean, there's been a couple of games now we've had a lead and they just come down and put their head down and go to the basket. We let them have quick scores. And against Miami, we were up five with under a minute, and they come down, boom, boom, and we foul them again, and they get another layup. So we got to clean that up again. I mean, our turnovers are a problem also.
What was the foul discrepancy? Because I remember, I mean, clearly we fouled like D. Wade a couple of those times, but I remember Beal going to the basket and not getting any calls, and I know you were losing your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Brad played 43 minutes, and I think he didn't get to 0-for-0 from the free throw line.
Mm.
So, I mean, that happens, I guess, but you got to. Yeah, it was a great game, though. It was a great game. Like I said, both teams were fighting for playoff position, and we knew that they were going to come in because they're just aggressive team, but it was nice to get the win.
You know, Brad's been criticized a little bit lately because he had some late game opportunities to just come up a little short. A lot of them are tough shots, though. I mean, the guy's a brilliant shooter, but still, I would love, as a fan, I'm sitting there, I'm pounding my fist, and I'm going, take it to the rim, attack the rim more. Instead of some of these really tough fadeaways, you know, where he's probably exhausted too, right? Tougher to hit those shots. I mean, do you have a problem with the shot selection or what?
That was a tough shot, and Richardson's a great defender. I just wanted to make sure, you know, it was a tie score. We had the ball. We wanted to make sure that they didn't get the rebound because they had one timeout left. And the way, you know, we wanted it was just going to be an isolation play, and he gets the last shot. Mm-hmm. And the way we were turning the ball over, we couldn't afford to, you know, draw up a play where we're going to have some passing involved in it because I wasn't going to take the chance. But, he probably could have, you know, maybe driven a little bit, but I give the guy credit. The guy, the defender was really good, and he made him take a tough shot. It definitely came up short.
Right,
Coach. What's your opinion of Eric Spoelstra, the coach of the Heat? He's been there, I think, 10 or 11 years. He won a couple rings, obviously, with a great team. But what's his reputation in terms of being a tactician offensively in the league?
I think he's a great coach. The thing is, I don't think he gets enough credit. I know his team beat us in the finals when I was in OKC. I have a lot of respect for him. I don't think he gets enough credit, you know, nationally, because I think, you know, when you have a great team and LeBron, they won two championships, you know, right. They went there 4 years, and you never talk about him as being one of the better coaches in the league, but he's a talented coach, a great guy. And you could tell how they play. They are committed to playing hard, and that's a skill in itself. A lot of teams don't play hard, and their teams come in every night and they give you great effort for 82 nights.
joined by Coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. All right, give us an update on John. We heard that John Wall was at least doing some light shooting thus far.
Yeah, he's had a couple of great days of shooting. I mean, it's more, it's pretty amazing. I mean, he did not touch a basketball for 5 straight weeks, and he comes in the last 2 days. He shot the ball well. Probably had, I don't know, maybe a 35 to 40 minute workout. No defense, just, I mean, getting shots up and ball handling and shooting and shooting the ball well. It's, I mean, I'm amazed. You know, like I said, when I played, if I didn't shoot for one straight day, I thought I didn't never, I would, I mean, I couldn't ever shoot. I had to shoot every day. And for him to not shoot for 5 straight weeks and come in and really feel the ball felt like it was natural in his hands. And it was good to see, because that's the next progression. And then he goes into maybe, I don't know, maybe a week or so, get into some practice.
Coach, I don't remember when it was. It was within the last month or so. But EB mentioned that it didn't look like you were having that much fun on the sideline.
Well,
we watched some
miserable
of the other coaches. And we watched some of the other coaches. And yes, most of them are intense, but they'll smile on occasion. You know,
never
laugh.
See it.
And we were trying to figure out when the last time we saw you smile during a game. And I'm just wondering, what is the most fun you have on this job?
Seeing the players improve. I think that's always the... Because we put so much time in developing, practicing, and our habits, and our getting our players better, and then to see the carryover, the transfer over onto the game court is—it's to me that's gratifying. It's fun. I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm having fun. I joke around during the timeouts. I just don't have I'll start smiling against the Pelicans when Anthony Davis is going for 40 on it.
Right. No, yeah, you know that. What, Coach Brooks? You might have cracked a smile when you saw that he's getting an MRI in his ankle on Thursday. You might have cracked a little smile, like in behind closed doors.
Oh, man. I'm already having sleep issues just thinking about Davis right now.
Right.
Did you know he was going to be this good? Watching him in college, I remember we had this discussion. I was like, he's going to be like Marcus Camby. And Marcus Camby was a nice player. But, I mean, Anthony Davis, if it wasn't for James Harden, might be the MVP of the league.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was going to be. I didn't think he was going to be this great of a shooter.
Right.
I mean, he shoots the ball. I mean, he's shooting threes and he's knocking down shots. You knew he was going to be a rebounder, a defender, just because that's what he did. I mean, he's coming into every game and shooting threes. Last night, I think he hit a couple of threes against Sacramento, but the game before, he's just on a roll right now. We're going to have to really lock him. But they got a good team. They've won, I think, 9 in a row, and Drew Holiday is playing great basketball, and Rondo is playing well. They just have a good mix right now. We're going to have to play well to beat them in their court.
Mm. So what is the stretch of games that they have? How many teams that they have coming up are playoff teams? Have you looked at that, like in the next 10 or so? Like a bunch of them, right?
Us?
Yeah.
Well, I know we started off after the break. We had, I think, 14 out of our next 15 was playoff games. So it's definitely a tough stretch, and we just finished off. This is a nice couple-of-day break. We just finished 8 games in, 13 nights.
Mm. By the way, we should say congratulations to Coach. I believe he was Coach of the Month, wasn't he? Wasn't he Eastern Conference
Coach
of the Month?
What do you get for that?
Yeah, what do you get for that? Yeah. What do you get for that?
I've been a little disappointed. I mean, it took you guys about 7 or 8 minutes. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I mean, God.
You get a little bonus in your contract?
A gift card, maybe?
Yeah, Lido Pizza or something? What do you get?
I don't know.
I get a plaque, and that's about it. But, hey, you know what? It's pretty cool. It's because our players, we had a good group of guys that kind of battled for one another when John was out, and we didn't put our head down. We kept fighting and we kept plugging, and you know, we're competing, and I like that. And you know, hopefully when John comes back, you know, soon, that these guys play with the same amount of confidence and enthusiasm that they did their playing during the, you know, in the month or the 2 months he's out. Well, he's going to end up missing, I don't know, 35, 40 games. And the way we are right now, the position we are right now, I think we're tied for fourth.
That's right.
Pretty impressive with the guys that we have. And they committed to playing for one another, and it's pretty cool to see.
Does John say, like, he feels, like, noticeably better than before the procedure?
Yeah, he feels good. The swelling is no longer there, and he feels great. I like him. I talk to him constantly.
Right.
Great feedback during games and what he sees. I mean, the guy is a basketball savant. He loves the game. He has a great memory. He sees the court so well. He'll tell me, hey, coach, let's run this play. I see the way they're guarding. This guy's going to be open. The way then we got to just back cut and curl or whatever. He sees all of that.
And you go with
so
it?
It's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because he's right on, and he knows it, and it's cool to see. You know, when you're hurt, there's no question it sucks when you're hurt, and you want to be out there and you try to help as much as you can, but it's not the same as being on the court and being with the guys in the trenches.
Right. Well, you know, it sucks that we're kind of getting closer to 500, our record-ish, right, without John. What is it, about 10-7 now? Something
10-6,
like that?
I believe.
10-6, okay. But it's kind of good because then we could stop with all this BS that we're better without him, right? It's almost kind of good. You know what I mean?
I mean, our team's never ever talked about that. I know that was out there, but it was never, I mean, we knew, come on.
Right.
This guy is five-time All-Star, nobody... in their right mind, if you're a basketball guy, unless you want to just start controversy, yeah, that's a pretty good controversy. You could say that we're better without him, but there's no question that we're a much better team with him, and we can't wait to get him back.
Last question, will Coach Brooks fill out a bracket?
I'm going to say yes.
Cakes? I'm going to say no, that he doesn't really have time
busy
to keep up with college players.
He's got time. He got little time.
He doesn't have time. He's trying to go on hour-long walks.
He goes to see Justin Pelican's Bieber. Film. What? Coach?
You guys tell me the question?
What was that?
I said, are you going to let me answer the question?
Yeah, go. Yeah, they love to talk. They love talking.
Yeah, you know what? I will. I usually do.
Yes!
And I never win. I mean, I don't even know why. Right. I do, because I never watch college basketball. But I love this time of the year. It's nothing like this week and then the start of the tournament next week. But I usually do, and I never win.
Most of us don't. Here's a question for you. Do you monitor Tiger when Tiger's playing?
Absolutely.
Look at that!
See?
And this is the show for you, Coach Brooks. You're on the right program.
Hey, let me ask you this, Coach. Do you know what tournament Tiger's playing in this week?
The sponsor name?
No, I know. I don't know what tournament, but I know he never played in it, and he's playing in it this week and next week.
Right.
He's on his game, Cakes.
He's Team Tiger.
He's playing in the Valspar.
The Valspar in Tampa, yep.
Okay.
And then he's playing Arnie's next week.
Okay, yeah, he always plays Arnie's, right? Yeah.
Right.
Won it like 8 times.
Then he's going to relax and then lead up to the Masters.
Another tournament, right, in April.
There's one in April he's going to play.
There's another one in April.
There is one in April.
And in case you're wondering, Valspar is a brand of paint. If anybody asks you today during Shoot Around, Valspar is paint.
Right. If Jan Rahimi asks you about Valspar.
In case Ramon Sessions asks you. Yeah, you never know. It could happen. It could come up in a random conversation.
Right. Hey, make sure you ask Sessions who he has in the golf pool this week.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
Hey,
who is the best golfer on the team? Do you know?
Ooh.
Does anybody play golf?
I don't think we have not one guy that plays golf.
Really? Surprised by that.
Not even Jason Smith?
You got to go to the white guy?
The white American?
Yeah.
It's not even Sato?
I don't think anybody on our team, matter of fact, I don't think anybody on our team plays golf.
Do you don't play during the season, do you? Do you get like on an off day? Will you even try to go out and play, like if you're on the West Coast?
No, the only time I've ever played, I played during training camp, but I never played during. You just have no time.
I like that answer.
You do?
Yeah, he's committed.
You want
committed to my
in.
Wins. Not out wasting your time playing golf.
Are there coaches
Coach
in the league that
Brooks.
Do, though? You don't have to name them, but do you know coaches in the league that do, like, bring their sticks on a road trip?
Gotta
That's
be.
Hilarious.
It's gotta be.
I've heard some coaches do, you know, coaches that play on a coach on the West Coast and on the coast, and the weather's warm, and the golf courses are open year round. I can see, you know what? You definitely need a life outside of basketball. It's not like you can focus on it every single hour,
right?
And nine holes, you know, a couple hours in your day. I can see coaches doing it, but you just have no time. It's really hard.
You know,
there's
Luke
a lot of times a day off.
Luke Walton's doing it.
I bet Doc Rivers does.
Luke
too.
Walton's playing Riviera.
I don't know if he's a golfer, but I heard Popovich is a big delegator in terms of watching film and things like that. So maybe he goes out and tees it up.
Yes. Mr. Personality.
He sees butt unfun.
He doesn't do anything fun.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. Best of luck against Anthony Davis, and then you guys have Miami after that.
That's all right. You got it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach.
Hoping smiling and into the game, right?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yep.
God, you look so mad on the sideline, kids.
This is intense.
Thank you, Coach.
It's Coach Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.